Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Austin's 95.9, Texas Country, Eric Rains, and the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge. Summer Dane.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm so good.
I got to hang out with you a little bit last night, and then I laughed, and then got you up here in the studio. Yeah, you're a riot to start with. Very funny.
Thank you. Sometimes I feel like I ought to tone it down, and then I just don't.
You know?
Yeah, I am. I know. When I was in college and honing my whole thing, I had a sign on my pedal board that said, take a breath and slow down, because I'll get real excited and tell all the jokes. But the sign's gone. So
you still tell all your jokes?
I do.
The band knows every one of them by heart.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And half the show's comedy. I didn't mean for it to be that way. I love it, though. That's fun, you know?
That's why we love entertainment. We need to laugh more, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the entertainment business, and we're here to forget about everything that's going on and smile and have fun and love each other, you know? That's what it's about.
What does your George Jones pen say? I've been trying to read creepy.
It says, no, it's okay. It says my heart belongs to George Jones. I try to wear it every day.
Are you clearly a fan of Jones?
Yeah.
You do Jones in your show?
We don't.
You just love
how
music.
Dare I?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't. I just couldn't. I mean, right. I can't. I'm not going to try that, you know.
Do you do any skiing up here, or is this just strictly business?
Yeah, we're going to ski. I love to ski. It's been a long time since I have, so we'll see how my knees take it.
Pizza, French fries, right?
Pizza. Okay.
French fries.
Are you
better than that?
Yeah, I'm a little past my Zebco days. You know what I mean? That's fishing. But
I get that.
I'm an open reel kind of girl now. So
greens,
same thing with
greens, blues, or blacks.
Our TM's with us, and she's never skied before. So we're gonna do a few things, you know.
But you're helping her out.
She's real young, so she'll be like, she'll get it.
Yeah.
And then, so I'll start with some greens and get my sea legs, as they say. And then I'll do some blues. Like if I'm feeling good, I'll do blue black. But I still gotta play. Like right now, our drummer's on the mountain skiing, and I was like, if he breaks anything, then there are a lot of drummers here today. So I'll find some.
But you want your drummer?
Yeah.
And you don't want your drummer to come down on that sled of shame that we all speak of.
Right there at the front,
yeah.
And that's right where our venue is.
Yeah, because when Ski Patrol has to come get you and put you in a little thing and then ski you down.
Good Lord.
So hopefully that doesn't happen.
I know. Now it's in the universe. Thanks a lot. It's out there now. No, I already thought about it. And his name's Bobo. Well, his name's Bo. Everybody calls him Bobo. So let's hope that he gets down without any broken limbs and sober.
Amen.
Yeah.
And sober. You put that
caveat.
Yeah,
let's have those two things. I told him
last
night.
You know you're in Steamboat, right?
Yeah, I know. I told him last night. I said, just please show up at soundcheck sober and with nothing broken. He's like, have I ever showed up sober or drunk? I'm like,
every day?
Bobo, come on. Yeah. But a month ago today, we had our debut on the Grand Ole Opry.
Ah, I'm not going to ask you how that was.
It was
from
magic.
A traditionalist that loves traditional country music, I'm assuming that's bucket list. I could call it a day now. And
You know, I've said this a million times, and because it's true. When I was a little girl I was an 8-year-old girl in third grade, and we had to write an essay of what we wanted to be when we grow up. And all I could think was two things. I either wanted to be Miss Texas or sing on the Grand Ole Opry. And I guess one out of two, you know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of musicians and artists that never get that shot, that want it.
It's been my screensaver.
Did you cry?
Oh, my God. I mean, since the day I booked it, I cried about playing the Opry when I would just try to manifest it.
Right.
You know? Yeah, it meant everything to me. Like, the Lord can take me now and I would be fine because I did it. And not only did we get to play the Opry, but they let me bring my whole band.
Oh, wow.
Which normally you get to bring just a few players. And then my hero, Connie Smith, was there. And I got to hug her and talk to her about what she was playing and singing and everything. She had her show clothes on and I had mine and we were hugging each other. And she whispered, my hero at my Opry debut, whispered in my ear, thank you for loving country music.
Wow.
And I just about, oh, I'm crying right now thinking about
it.
It was amazing.
Makes for great radio.
crying does? It's crazy.
Did you step in the circle while you rehearse? I know a lot of artists won't do it while they rehearse. They wait till the performance.
Oh, no. I wanted to get it out of my system. And I think I wasn't nervous. I was just, it was big and it felt big. But the rehearsal, I did cry a little bit. And all of us kind of did. But it was sweet. We walked out there and I couldn't even. You go past your dressing rooms and there's like a dark corner and then there's the stage. And I could barely make my body go around the dark corner. I was just knew the gravitas of the moment for me. And I walked out there and the sound guy was like handing me chords and all this. And I go, he said, so what else do you need? I said, I need 30 seconds. Just give me 30 seconds to stand right here and feel all this. And it was great.
That's awesome.
So many people from Texas flew up and it was awesome. There was a little bit of a fight between two chicks at the after party. I mean, everything was perfect.
Well,
yeah.
It's not a fun night until two chicks are fighting at the after party.
Yeah, when that many Texans show up, something's going to go down.
I feel like you should write a song about that.
I should.
Can I get a third for just being in the room with you? Word gets a third?
That's a whole lot.
Word gets a third, right?
Yeah,
come on.
I'll give you 0.0000 cents.
Okay, good.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
After you do the Opry and you've played your songs, what do you do afterwards?
Across the street is the Nashville Palace. So I told everybody that was coming up, just go across the street to Nashville Palace. And it was karaoke. It was awful. It was awful karaoke.
Did you sing karaoke?
No.
You'd
no.
already had your moment on the Opry. You
I'm not. You think, you know, I'm too expensive for that. Right. No, I'm just kidding. But no, everybody went over there and partied. My friend Brennan gave me a Grand Ole Opry themed Barbie and had a custom outfit that looked like my outfit put on the Barbie. And we brought it over to the Nashville Palace, and we just partied. And then all week long, the band, we stayed at Hank Snow's house. It's actually an Airbnb you can rent in Nashville.
Clearly his old house.
Yeah, it's got his bus and studio, and you could stay in Hank's house. And so we stayed there all weekend. We played Uno, and Carolina, our tour manager, is a really good cook. She cooked us all kinds of meals, and we just enjoyed the, finally, you know, a lot of artists, it's hard to see fruit in how hard we work, and we got it that weekend, so we just enjoyed it. The next day after, I didn't take off my robe all day, and we just played Uno, and it was great. And
validation?
Yeah. Then we went home and slept. No, the next day, that's a lie. The next day, we played a bowling alley after the opera. We played a bowling alley the
Perspective?
Next day. That's the real story here, actually. That's the real story. Oh, we play the Opry. Never mind. Let's play the bowling alley where they don't even know your name. And she said, who's playing tonight? Summer Lane? We're like, oh, okay, no. No, but just tell us where the stage is. But it was fun. It was great.
I saw you for the first time at the Luck Reunion, Willie's fun thing that he does.
Another cool thing to play.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was the first time. That was the first time I was, got to hear you. I'll get to hear you do it live. Clearly, I've heard the records or the albums or the 8-tracks, however we get them these days. When did you start doing this?
I got a weird story there. I've always been, my mom's piano teacher and all that stuff, and I've always been involved with it. I went to Tech and played in college and the Blue Light back there, and back in, I was at Tech 98 to 02, and then I didn't think I was good enough or pretty enough or anything enough to do this thing, because back then the women that I looked up to were like on the radio, and I didn't look or sound like them at all. And so I thought, well, I don't understand a place for me and what I love, so I'll just get my degree and try to find a husband and do what I'm supposed to do. And I worked on that for a long time, and it never worked out. And I always felt really off. Finally, at the age, I was teaching school in elementary third grade math and playing on the side and writing. I never got my toes all the way out of the business, but I wasn't working on it. Finally, at 39, I was like, forget this, and I quit. And I've been full-time. I'll be 45 next month. Gasp. And so I've been full-time for that long. So I'm 44. And so I've never totally not done it, but I've been full-time that long.
Are you feeling the traction pick up? Obviously, you're getting some from doing shows like Luck Reunion to getting to do the Opry. Somebody's in your corner, clearly.
Yeah, I've had luck. I've had a lot of luck. I got really lucky and got one of my first singles was a duet and co-write with Coulter Wall. So that's real lucky. And I got lucky that my booking agent was my friend for 15 years and then decided to become a booking agent, and I was his first client. And, I've just been lucky. But you know what they say, preparation meets hard work meets opportunity. That's what it all is.
I always get those wrong, but yeah, that's...
I don't know if I said that right. I don't know, yeah, but you get it. Who
fool
cares?
Me once, fool me. Coulter Wall.
Yeah.
Were you in studio with him?
Mm-hmm.
What's he like? Because he seems very mysterious.
He does.
He's like 27, 28.
I'm just going to let him stay that way.
Yeah, but his voice, I mean, his low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Coulter's a great guy. He's funny, and he does impressions, and he's easygoing, and I guess my favorite thing about Coulter is... that he's really here because he likes music. You know, we were touring and around, and he could easily have been in a big old bus and all this production stuff. But no, he's just rolling. He was rolling around in the Saskatchewan and playing his shows, like using house mics. And he's here because he likes music. And if he doesn't like music, he'll get out, you know. But
sure.
He's up in Saskatchewan being a rancher and loving the land and taking care of it. And that's what he loves, and he loves music, and that's all he's making of it. And I like that about him.
Yeah.
And I'll be grateful to him for my whole life.
Well, I'm grateful to you because you brought me a souvenir.
Yeah.
And I'll wear it proudly.
Yeah.
You'd like me to finish the interview in it, right?
Sure.
Right, here we do this.
I will tell you, they're small. Put your finger in it like this and pull it down in the front and the back.
Okay. Is this a good look, y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I should wear this the rest of the day?
Yeah. Okay. Ski down the mountain in it. this is content. Yeah.
Your favorite sandwich?
Oh, my gosh.
You're the one that came up with this question last night.
I'll answer three different ways.
Three different ways.
And it might change by the day.
Okay.
My favorite sandwich is probably between today up here at Steamboat between Zach Top and Sturgill Simpson. That's okay. A beautiful musical sandwich I would like to be in. And then an ice cream sandwich is a good one.
That's a good one.
And I love a BLT.
That's a great one, too.
I like cheap white bread, toasted, mayonnaise, Duke's mayonnaise.
Duke's is the best. A lot of mayonnaise, or you like light? I feel like I'm at Subway.
I don't think either way.
Right, okay.
Either way, in like a thick cut bacon, homegrown tomato, iceberg crunchy lettuce, outside on the patio with a Coke and a, like a, one of those Mexican Cokes in a bottle.
Yeah. Or a Deep Eddy vodka.
And a Deep Eddy vodka. We're talking about maybe Sunday afternoon, though, Sunday morning.
Oh, so, that's fair, yeah.
Yeah. Sunday morning sandwich.
Oh, and you said you had three. You gave me three.
Ice cream.
I couldn't have taught math in elementary. I wouldn't have passed that.
I would have passed you.
You're good. I like your music.
Thanks.
I like that you are traditional.
Can I talk about my single? Do I have time?
Oh, of course you do.
Okay. Yeah. I have, there's cool things. I haven't released anything in 2024. So starting fresh in 2025, we had a brand new single coming out January 31st. And it's a cover of a hit from 1980. And we got a video coming out. So we're going super Dallas Dynasty Honky Tonk 80s. It's going to be badass.
It's okay.
Okay. And we got lasers.
Have you listened
smoke.
To Texas Country?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm Baptist. So we just say we don't do, you know. But,
right.
It's a cover, and I'm so excited because it's not traditional country. It's a different vibe. And so
You're not going to tell us what cover it is. So I'm trying to think about it. I'm from the 80s. That was my generation.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'll wait this Friday.
It was the number one country song the year I was born. So I'm excited. Oh, don't think you know. I mean, come on. There's got to be a lot that year. No,
and you say, is it a female that did it or a man?
Yes. Let's play a game. She was blind.
She was blind. Is it a country artist?
Yes. And this was her main, this is her really only hit. It was a debut album. She won off
Terry Gibbs.
Yes. We're doing a Terry Gibbs song. You know
Somebody's
what?
Somebody's knocking.
Yeah. Oh, now everybody knows. Yeah, that's the cover. That's what we covered, isn't it? I'm excited.
Yeah,
we'll do it tonight in our set.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah.
And send me the song.
I will. I've made a postcard. I'll go ahead and tell you the joke because you'll still laugh when you get it to send to you guys to play. And on the front, it says nude pics. And there's two nude Summer Dean guitar picks.
Oh, nice.
And you turn it over and it says, made you look. No, I'm going to make you listen.
Yeah, I like that.
I figured it might get y'all's attention. Nude pics. What's this? Oh, it's just another song. It comes out January 31st.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks. We're there.
Yeah. I'm not paying for publicists and all that. So it's all me on this one.
Organically let it happen.
Yeah, kind of poor right now, so no publicist involved.
It's really, to hire a radio promoter and to play that game, it's tough.
Yeah, it really is. And sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but this is a really fun cover, and so I just want everybody to hear it and dance, and there's a spot in the song where you clap twice. I just hope everybody starts doing it. It's going to be fun. Yeah.
It will be. Do I look ridiculous doing this interview with this hat on?
Not to me.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Not to me. Not to anyone in here.
Okay.
Right? Who cares? Look, my mama always told me.
I was saying you were looking at me and laughing.
Yeah, because we're talking and telling jokes.
Okay, that's fair.
My mom always said the only way to be embarrassed is to be embarrassed. So.
It's wise.
Don't.
Sage wisdom.
I mean, it's obviously you're not trying to be serious.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
You know what's funny is I think, now Texans are different because we have a whole world that we understand that nobody else does, and nothing needs to be said about that. But what's funny is I think people think that the hat might be serious, and that's why they don't buy it. I'm like, no, it's not serious.
You still sell them at your merch booth?
Yeah.
And you said you made them off the air. You said you made them, and you were thinking everybody was going to buy them.
I thought I wouldn't have them more than 2 weeks, and I've had them a year. And I have a box of them still at home. Yeah, I got to get rid of these darn things.
You should have brought them all, the box.
We brought, how many? Five or so? Brought five.
All right.
Yeah. Well, they take up a lot of space, too.
There's that.
Golly.
You're a joy. Thank you for coming by today.
Thank you. It was fun. I'm glad we met last night and got it all going.
Thank you, Heather Stalling.
Yeah, Heather Stalling. We're going to go have espresso martinis in a minute, but
Heather
she's in the shower.
Do you know Summer Dean? I was like, I've never met her. I've listened to her play before. You want her to come do the lounge? I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to. I hate walking up to somebody and going, hey, want to go play the lounge? So
yeah.
She went and got you.
I will say, I probably would have been like, nah, I don't want to do any work. But Heather's like, you should do it. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Whatever Heather and Max say.
Yeah, they're pretty good people.
Yeah. They are. Thank you so much for having me.
Summer Dean live here at 95.9 Texas Country and live from the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge. Good job.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.